Victoria Contracting.
Hi, is this Janice?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Janice, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. I called you this morning.
Yeah.
Hi. So I got your message and kind of just wanted to go over a few things with you if you have a few minutes.
Yeah, this is an okay time.
Perfect. Okay, good. So you were looking for, was it equipment and capital or just capital?
Well, I guess what I either or and he has a piece of equipment that he's considering.
Sure.
And so it's about 196,000, I think.
Okay.
So my first question is, what's the interest rate?
Sure. Well, interest rates vary with us, so we don't have like a specific APR or anything like that. What we do is we end up collecting, you know, a few pieces of documents from you, and then from there we kind of form terms and rates. But for our equipment, usually it's like a typical car loan, you know, set up on 2 to 5 year terms and with monthly payments, and you know, it's usually somewhere in the mid single digits.
Okay.
For equipment.
Okay.
So you're telling me the piece of equipment is $196,000 around?
Right.
And what kind of equipment is it?
It's called a grape picker, harvester.
Grape harvester, okay.
Yeah, it's called, I'm not going to remember the name. A polink, yeah.
A polink, okay. We'll get that down. Just because, you know, I have to collect, like, you know, what kind of equipment and what it's used for and all that stuff.
Right.
It all goes.
Yeah, and I mean, we're just not ready. We're a couple of weeks yet from talking to them. They,
absolutely.
Demo for us. So
definitely.
I mostly just thought, well, I would find out what the interest rates are before we moved very much further on it. So you're not kind of helping me there, but.
Yeah, no.
It sounds like you're saying about 5%.
Typically somewhere around there. I mean, it really does depend on you and like the business, because the way we do it is we take a look at the overall health of the business. We take a look at the revenue and, we take a look at credit, but nothing goes on personal credit. So this is all going on business credit.
Yeah.
And when you left in the email, you were talking about, working capital as well in the voicemail. Sorry.
Right.
Were you looking to also get capital on top of the equipment, or were you looking to get the capital to use it for the equipment as well?
I guess I was thinking that if I got the capital, I would just say that flat amount, and I would use it to get the equipment as well.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So you were looking to possibly get additional capital on top of the equipment?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Just wanted to write that down because we do have different programs. We have a equipment financing program and a working capital program.
Oh, okay.
So it'll all, you know, kind of depend later on.
So is the working capital program something that like we could like pay it back? Is it sort of an open?
Yeah. So
open
our
line that.
Yeah, our working capital program is it's similar to a line of credit, but it's unsecured cash. So we don't have to put up any collateral. You don't have to put up your house or, you know, any of that good stuff in order to get it. And typically we can lend to you around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So if you were to get this piece of equipment, what do you think like your return on investment would be?
I think that if I paid it off in 3 years, I think that it would pay itself off in.
Oh, okay.
I think it would pay itself off in 3 years.
Pay itself off in 3 years.
Like 3.2 or 3 or something like that.
Okay.
I can do the math.
Good. I like when business owners are got everything down to business.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Good.
Let's see. There we go. Yeah, 3.2 years.
3.2 years.
It would pay for itself is basically the idea, because you wouldn't be putting out that labor force.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Yeah.
And you were looking to bring this on in, like, the next couple of weeks, you said?
The offer that they've sort of thrown out to us is good for a couple of weeks, so we're just sort of really mulling it over. It seems like the right thing to do. It's just, it's big, you know. And
right.
Our, you know, we're obviously a vineyard, and so that's where the operating line seemed like also a good idea. So it's like, well, do we want to do one or the other, or can we do both? So it's kind of a big thing.
Okay, good. So it'll help you guys grow a lot.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. And if you were to rate your credit, would you say you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'd say we're right down the middle. I think we have mostly really great times, and then I think, you know, we're farmers, so we have really tough periods.
Of course, yeah.
This is a tough period for us right now, so
right.
We've just had probably a little bit of a slam on ourselves, but I think we're just right, as it always is, 1st of November. We also do Christmas trees, so we're kind of diverse.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we do vineyards all year long and Christmas trees all year long. Vineyards don't pay off generally until the end of December, and then February we kind of have some every 2 month payments that come through.
Gotcha.
But by July we're
July.
Looking at, you know, we don't have from July to November we don't have vineyard sales, but then in November and December we have all Christmas trees, and that's pretty much immediate, you know, cash on the barrel head kind of stuff. So
your more busy time of the year.
Right, exactly. October, November, December is just like super crazy.
Okay, good. So we are we're there.
yeah.
Good. How were sales for you last year?
Last year's sales were excellent as far as farming goes. It was an exceedingly high crop yield year.
Good.
And this year was not as high, but you know, we can't compare what last year was to ever. Those are just great, super beneficial years.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah, and actually, when I think of it, you know, as our grape yields, the payments for those come in mostly the next year. So it's going to look more like it was a better year this year than...
Oh, okay,
you know what
I see what
you
you're
know
saying.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But last year was a good year. It was a good year. And this year, obviously, isn't going to be a good year. So.
Yeah. So what are you on track for? Like, how'd you do, like, if you were to ballpark for me last year and on track for this year?
I'd say last year was probably about, somewhere between 800 and a million.
Okay.
And this year I think is going to be right around the same.
Okay, good. So it's still pretty
steady.
Next
year, basically looking at that income, for grape yields being a little bit less, I think that we'll probably go back down a bit, but I also think that our Christmas trees might be up a bit. So it kind of, you know, it's ebb and flow.
Balances itself out.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm looking at it, is somewhere between 850 and a million.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So you're pretty steady.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been in business?
Let's see. We bought the first piece of property in 1994. So whatever that is, 22 years.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you guys have been, you guys are pretty established then.
Yeah.
Very, very good. And is it just you and Luis are the owners?
Yeah. Husband and wife team.
50-50 right on there.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like hearing when business owners are partners and married.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's cool to go to work, you know, with your husband or wife.
Oh, well, we don't do that. He does his thing. I do mine.
Oh, really?
I'm joking. I just mean, you know, I work the office end. He works the ground end. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But you're both running the whole thing.
You betcha. Absolutely. Yeah.
How'd you guys get into the industry?
Well, my husband's been a farmer his whole life, so, you know, it wasn't a big step to say that's what he was going to continue doing.
Gotcha. And then you liked it as well and just joined in?
Well, I come from all kinds of ag, so, I mean, it's just normal.
Gotcha.
Just normal, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Have you guys already looked into financing?
They offered us some choices, but we just said we really wanted to think about it before we started looking at that.
Right.
So, and like I say, just your little information there was just that prime time where I thought, well, I'll see what they say. I mean, I think the line of credit is more. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, sure.
Korea Contracting works for local, state, and federal government agencies.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just kind of thought, well, you know, maybe some operating money for those heavy times, you know. And it's not really July, August. It's more 1st of September through October, just getting through the vineyard harvest. But again, here we are going to, if we do this machine, you're talking about a lot of labor costs that are just going to go away. So
true.
Yeah. So
yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Okay, and
that's why it
seemed
like a $50,000 or $60,000 line of credit might come in handy.
Easy,
yeah, just an easy break for us right there.
Yeah. Do you guys currently have any loans out right now?
We have a lot of loans. We are multifaceted because we have a couple of businesses. I mean, obviously we're the trees and the vineyard, but. But we also, because we're grapes, we also have a winery that we're just in the process of building.
Very nice.
We are just right now actually in the process of getting documents for a loan for that building. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So that being said, you know, it's going to be.
Did you guys do a line of credit for that?
No, we're just taking out a loan.
Okay.
Had an appraisal done, did the value on the properties and all those kind of things. So, anyhow.
Very nice. How many loans do you have out?
Well, there's the one, and then just some automobiles, a couple of pieces of equipment, basically, that are pretty close to, I think a lot of it's going to be paid off March next year, and then there's just some automobiles.
And a couple equipment loans, you said?
Yeah, there's some equipment stuff. Well, they're basically all but paid off. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're basically talking about auto loans, and then you know our personal home and that kind of thing. But
okay. Not for the business though.
No, through what I'm talking about doing, there's only the one the one loan for the property that we've had for years, and now we're just we're actually going to build so. That's just going to get added on to. Yeah, so just basically the one big loan.
Gotcha. And how much is on that loan that you have?
Currently or what we're about to sign documents for?
Both. How about that?
Currently it's at about 690, and it's going to be for the building and taking on that loan, it's going to be two.
It's going to be what, sorry?
$2 million.
$2 million, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the total out.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay. So based on what you told me today, it sounds like working capital and equipment is, both applicable to you, really.
Right. Yeah.
It just depends on, honestly, on what you look like on paper, whether it should be fully working capital to take care of the equipment and net the rest, or to, have a equipment loan as well as a working capital right behind it. So what I can do for you is shoot over the email with,
if you would send me some information. I mean, I just have never heard of you guys before.
Yeah, I know you're not the first one to tell us that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Where are you?
We're actually in San Diego, California.
Oh, I think I knew that actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And
how did you find us again?
You actually had a UCC public filing system in our, computer. And it showed me that, you had a loan that you guys had taken out with Wells Fargo, and you guys were, credit worthy, and you had a good lending, borrowing history with them. So, gave you a call.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Well, shoot me an email. It's Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, at CoreaEstates.com.
At CoreaEstates.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I will go ahead and shoot over the email to you. I'll also put in there the documents that we require.
All right.
The only thing that we need is 6 months of your bank statements and the most recent tax return for the business, along with a one-page application that I sent to you, with just information on the business.
Okay.
And then that's it. From there, it goes right to the underwriters, and within 24 hours, I can just give you terms and what you qualify for, and then from it's all on you. Yeah.
So I'm probably not going to get back to you with any of this. Is this Wednesday? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in a payroll week right now, so I'm kind of.
Yeah, you told me earlier.
Right. So I think what I'll do is I'll probably just plan on working on Monday. Monday is typically a closed day for us, so it's really quiet around here. So I'll probably put that all together for you on Monday.
All right. Perfect. Sounds good. I'll keep in touch with you then.
All right. I'll just look for your email.
All right. Take care, Janice. Sounds good.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Can you click it for me?